The rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun. What is the sun? Word, the gospel. The moon, the sun is the gospel the woman was clothed with. The moon is the Old Testament or the law. The law was the schoolmaster to bring us to the sun when he, the Son of Righteousness, would appear. You see? And the woman, the church, in order to have the crown, she's got to have the be clothed with the sun. All right. And the ministry, it said, his face was, as it were, the sun. In other words, the people were able to see the gospel reflected, the truth. Gospel means, it's in a foreign language, and gospel, the translation of it, means truth. And so when they saw this mighty angel, his face was, as it were, the sun, the gospel, and his feet as the pillars of fire. His feet were as pillars of fire. His feet were as pillars of fire. Well, we preached on that, or studied on that down in California at the camp meeting. Talked about fiery feet. How many remember that? Fiery feet. Not very many. It's been a long time since I got into that. Maybe I need... His feet, this ministry's feet, were on fire. Look what he did. And he had in his hand a little book open. Well, we'll talk about it from the standpoint of here because this is where we are. He had in his hand a little book open. Amen. 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 Not closed. Amen. Not halfway open. Not a little bit open.
Amen.
Amen. But open.
Yes.
Why? So the people could get on it.
Yes.
And see themselves.
Yes.
And measure more fully to the standard of the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes. Praise the Lord.
When the word is opened in this meeting, like it was last night, or like it has been, what do you do? Get on it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Look in it.
Amen.
By the light and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, show me myself. And by that light and understanding, help me to tune my heart.
Amen.
Yes, Amen.
Amen.
You know how these bands get together and when they before they're going to have a concert? And it sounds quite, it's quite a racket. Reminds me of a good altar service. People tuning their harps. Getting ready to play. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Getting ready to sound right. Getting ready to be right.
Oh, yes.
When they get through with all that noise and you hear them all clashing and all that, and they get all tuned up, then they start on the right pitch and the right chord and everything, and it's wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Same way when we get to looking in the Word of God with the Spirit. And we start tuning our heart. And we get on the right pitch and in the right key and ready to play in tune.
Yes.
In tune. Amen. With the Word of God.
Yes.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
He said, and he set his right foot on the earth. Now there's still some earth over here. See, this is earth. Still some sea too. We don't have it here, but there's still some earth and sea over here. He said his by that I mean there's people that don't have, people that are out in the world, people that are lost, people that are undone, people that are bound. He set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth. Now what do you suppose that did when those fiery feet touched? Burn.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Burn.
Amen.
All right. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and he uttered And when he cried, seven thunders or uttered their voices. In other words, they heard from all of what the Lord had to say was fulfilled or complete. Amen.